course with no name. I mean, how'd you come up with the title and the idea for that song?
Well, I wrote the song. It was completely my song.
Yeah.
And at the time, I had called it Desert Song. And, you know, we were very much interested, again, going back. We were listening to every note of records of the day. Crosby, Stills, and Nash, of course, has always been touted as one of our biggest influences, and to some degree, people thought we were copying them. And, you know, it's like any other artist. You're really just a part of the evolution of a genre of music. I mean, harmony vocals, there's nothing new to harmony vocals. CSN just had exquisite vocals, as did the Beach Boys before them, and the Beach Boys have always preceded any of the other artists in our minds. We were Beatle fans and Beach Boy fans,
right?
And all of the vocals were so important to us. That's why it was really wonderful on our very first tour to the U.S. We were put on as the opening act for a tour with the Everly Brothers. And, of course, the Everly Brothers were before any of those artists in terms of those beautiful vocal harmonies. So Horse With No Name was certainly a song influenced by Neil Young's writing. I would never deny that.
Right.
Because it was on the tip of our tongue. It was new. The lyric for me was all based on reality. I had spent time in the States, again with my family, traveling in the desert, in New Mexico and Southern California, and had always been drawn to the desert. My brother and I had spent a lot of our time with the family exploring the wilderness of whatever state we lived in. We lived in Mississippi and Florida and Omaha, Nebraska and California and Massachusetts, and we loved animals and still do, and fishing, and so we were always outdoors.
Uh-huh.
So when I got to England in 67, 66, 67, my family, I think, it was a rainy place, and there wasn't a whole lot of really wild wilderness like there is in the U.S. So when I came up with those chords, I had done a weird guitar tuning, again, based on the guitar tunings of Joni Mitchell and David Crosby primarily. They used a lot of open tunings, and I was emulating that, so I made up my own tuning. And, you know, I wanted to write a theme, a song about the desert primarily, so I called it Desert Song.
Right, but so
and then Horse With No Name was the chorus.
Yes.
So, and I had used that as sort of a vehicle to get out into the desert. You know, none of this was really pre-planned or contrived, right? Songwriting is a very, you're channeling something. You're trying to get something out there. You have three
right.
minutes or so to create, in my mind, some imagery. I like songs with a lot of imagery.
Uh-huh.
Just sort of love songs, which are more emotion. And Jerry tends to write a lot more love songs that are relative to emotion, I think, it's fair to say, whereas my songs tend to be more visual and
right.
a lot of imagery. And, the heat was hot.
Yeah.
The ground was dry. The air was full of sound, plants and birds and rocks and things. That's what I like to write about.
Okay.
And the horse with no, the aspect of the horse with no name was just a way to get out there into the desert. And don't ask me, it was just an inspired moment. But then as I told you, Ian Samwell, who was guiding us from Warner Brothers and co-produced the album, he was the one who suggested, oh, you must use the line Horse With No Name
uh-huh.
as a title. It's a much more gripping title. And I said, sure. I didn't even flinch on that one.
Uh-huh.
I used to start a lot of songs with just whatever the theme was, rainbow song, moon song, rain song, and several of those stayed that way. They're still on some of the albums. In this case, it was Desert Song, but he also pointed out there's an opera called Desert Song, and it would be very confusing music
okay.
to have. If somebody were to look up Desert Song, they'd see something else, so
well,
that's how that worked.
I would have voted with Ian that Horse With No Name really stands out as a great title and a good move there.
Yeah, I agree, 100%.